I would like to ask Dr. Alice Busani, Product Manager at Credem Banca, if she can tell us something more about the most relevant aspects of the multi-regional guarantee platforms managed by the European Investment Fund. What's working well and what can still be improved?
Thank you very much. My name is Alice Busani. I work for the Credito Emiliano Bank. I work in the product office. More specifically, my colleagues and myself, we deal with the various products for enterprises, which can also be used together with the public and European guarantees. Let's move on to the next slide. Yes, I just wanted to give you a brief introduction of the Credem Group. It's a structured banking group made up of a large number of companies that deal with private people and also companies to support them from the financial viewpoint. Just a few figures about the Credem Group. You can see the table. The bank was established in 1910 in Reggio Emilia. It is focused on the world of agriculture. At the beginning, the name was exactly Credit Bank of the Reggio Emilia City. It has more than 600 branches, more than 6,000 employees. Let's move on to the next slide. A few economic data about the situation of the Credem Group updated as of September 2020. Despite the very difficult year, the increase in the loans to customers was considerable, plus 10% year on year. Non-performing loan ratio, well, the figures are perfectly in line with the European average. The data that you see there are updated as of last September, but yesterday the data were approved for the whole of the year by the board of directors. They are perfectly in line with the image you can see there, actually with a slight improvement. Net profit, 139 million in September, 2,000 million euros at the end of the year. And as far as CET1 is concerned, the capital position is at the top of the industry. Let's move on to the next slide. And this gives you a bit more the picture of the situation. In 2019, we signed a guarantee agreement, Agri Italy. It's a guarantee platform. The objective of this agreement, the target, is to make it easier for agricultural firms to have access to credit, simplifying access to credit for all the enterprises in the agricultural sector which want to make investments which are closely linked to measures 4.1 and 4.2. The amount of the Credem portfolio is 233 million euros, broken down among the 8 contributing regions, that is Campania, Calabria, Emilia-Romagna, Piedmont, Puglia, Tuscany, Umbria, and Veneto. Each region has its own portfolio volume and also its own maximum loan amount that you can see on the slide. The aim of the guarantee, the aim of this cooperation between the bank, the European Investment Fund, and the regions is, of course, to make access to credit easier for all the enterprises that want to promote investments. This incentive is based on a portfolio guarantee, which is uncapped. It is irrevocable and unconditional, with considerable advantages for the bank. On each individual transaction, the European Investment Fund recognizes a guarantee rate of 50%. The guarantee fee is 55 basic points, all of it supported by the bank. The availability period, so it will be possible to work with Agri Italy up until December the 31st, 2023. The objective, the target, is to support enterprises to fund investments for these durations, so medium to long term. The maturity is the following: minimum 24 months, maximum 144 months. Of course, the bank recognizes the value of the guarantee, and so it can transfer benefit to the agricultural enterprise. The transfer occurs in terms of reduction in collateral requirement and also in terms of reduction of the interest rate that is applied. Let me also add what are the aims. Well, the aims are basically investments according to 4.1 and 4.2, but given the COVID emergency, the European Investment Fund has also opened up the possibility to need for cash flows. The beneficiaries of these guarantees, according to the type of investments they want to make, can be of different types. For instance, small and medium-sized agricultural enterprises, which are also included in this Agri Italy guarantee platform. Now, I wanted to give you a brief overview of the current situation for this financial instrument. As you can see from the graph on top, 41% of the requests, the applications we have received, have already been disbursed. As of today's date, 12% is currently being approved, 9% is in the evaluation phase, 37%, on the contrary, as of today's date, were non-eligible. What are the reasons why some applications were considered as non-eligible? Well, basically, we found out that the reasons that justify non-eligibility have to do, first of all, with the type of investment submitted for funding in the application, because it has already been given a certain amount of loans, for instance, block grants. Another possibility is the absence of a specific certification that certifies that this is a professional agricultural enterprise. And another final cause of non-eligibility is the fact that when the project was submitted to the bank, the project was already underway, or it had already been concluded. Let's have a look at the distribution by region. The largest percentage is for Emilia-Romagna. Credem is a bank with a very strong presence in Emilia-Romagna, and this explains that. But still, there are other regions as well in which agricultural enterprises have had access to funds. The last graph, the one at the bottom on the right, shows the number of requests since the beginning of the agreement. We have decided to break down the duration of the guarantee with this red dotted line that shows the beginning of the COVID-19 emergency period. So you see that the guarantee started very well with plenty of disbursements. Of course, the beginning of the COVID emergency, the economic and health crisis, badly affected the number of applications and the number of loans disbursed, with a negative influence, but we also have to say that the liquidity decree approved by the Italian government, the aid, the grants given to financial enterprises, agricultural enterprises, gave an enormous contribution to support these enterprises. Let's move on to the next slide. Just simply to conclude, I wanted to share with the participants in this webinar some recommendations and some considerations about what has been going on over the past few months when it comes to the Agri guarantee. First of all, it should be possible to use this public guarantee with block grants. Another important element, room for improvement, is the possibility to simplify the red tape bureaucratic procedure in the hands of the financial intermediary when it comes to having access to the loans. One of the most positive things that we've seen over the past few months is that we, as a bank, we've had the opportunity to talk to a single interlocutor, that is the European Investment Funds, which has been our interlocutor in the framework of all the requests and applications in terms of the rural development funds, etc. Having a single interlocutor has been very useful. It has simplified and streamlined the procedures. And also, we have had a very strong cooperation with the European Investment Funds over the past few years. And also during this last period of huge difficulty, it has been very important for us to be closer to the farming enterprises. Thank you very much.